Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night.
Doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Wheeling turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you when I got friends like that?
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump has told his attorney general, Pam Bondi, to unseal the grand jury testimony in his case. But the question is whether that will be enough to satisfy what many of the president's supporters have been asking for. ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
The attorney general says she plans to ask the court today to release this grand jury testimony, but that could take time. These transcripts are usually highly protected. And even if this request succeeds, it falls short of what Trump's critics are demanding. So the bottom line here, the president is trying to tamp down this backlash, but it's still not clear if it's going to work.
The House overnight voting in favor of pulling back about $9 billion in federal funding that had been earmarked for international aid and public broadcasting. That follows Senate passage of the same bill, which is now headed for President Trump's desk. A new medical diagnosis for the president, chronic venous insufficiency, a condition where the veins have trouble moving blood back to the heart, often causing swelling in the legs. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. There is a project update from the contractor and the Wisconsin DOT on the Highway 13 road project. For the remainder of this week, the curb ramps at intersections will continue to be removed. Next week, it is anticipated that pouring of new curb ramps will start and work on the streetlights will begin. Work on the traffic light areas is expected to begin in another week or two. The traffic sight lines at the intersection of 1st Avenue North will be improved. Once again, that has been an update on the Highway 13 road construction project. Pouring of new curb ramps will begin next week, along with work on streetlights. Meanwhile, traffic light areas are expected to be worked on in another week or two. And the traffic sight lines at the intersection of 1st Avenue North will be improved. The City of Park Falls thanks you very much for your cooperation and understanding during this time of construction. Saturday, July 19th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., over at the Mercer VFW post, it's a roast beef sandwich fundraiser and gun raffle. It's $20 per plate, which includes a beef sandwich, coleslaw, pickles, chips, coffee, and dessert. Takeouts are available upon request, and tickets are available in advance or at the door. There's also going to be a drawing for a Henry Golden Boy 22 caliber lever-action rifle. Raffle drawing will be at 2 p.m. Tickets are $15, and there are only 200 total. And there are only 200 total tickets sold. Need not be present to win. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 19th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at 4299 Old Highway 51 South in Mercer. The former Madison City clerk who oversaw the department when 193 ballots went uncounted in November broke the law. That's the official determination of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Now, the commission had already released a bunch of information in their report, but yesterday its members actually adopted that report with a 5-1 vote. 1 month after the election, Mary Beth Witzel-Bell, then clerk for about two decades, informed city officials that 193 ballots hadn't been counted in the presidential election. She was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year. In a six-month investigation with more than a dozen depositions, the commission says Witzel-Bell violated the law on five counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of those absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. Commissioners reiterated their shock that no one outside the clerk's office was told about this error until a month later. Commissioner Don Millis.
Part of the reason why this has gotten the attention and I guess the attention that we've given it is not because of the mistakes that were made, but because of the manner in which this was handled. It's disturbing.
However, the commission did not recommend bringing charges against Witzelbell. The commission came up with a list of requirements the city of Madison would have to meet. City Attorney Michael Haas says the clerk's office has already implemented changes to ensure this couldn't happen again. Now Madison city officials will get to give their input before these requirements are adopted by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Your baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The second half of the baseball season getting underway as the Brewers open a three-game series on the road against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester from Milwaukee against the Dodgers' Tyler Glasnow. At the start of the season, manager Pat Murphy was struggling to find starting pitchers. Now he's got Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers catcher Eric Haas.
Yeah, I was joking with Murph about that, you know, to where we were to start, or we're just looking for innings anywhere we could find them. And we had a lot of young guys come up and throw some very meaningful and really good innings for us. And getting these guys back, who we kind of planned to be in the clubhouse in the first place. You know, they haven't broken stride. They've joined us, and they've done nothing but put up zeros for us. They're a big factor with why we're winning.
NBA Damian Lillard agreeing to a three-year contract to return to Portland in a deal worth $42 million. He'll be joined by Jrue Holiday, who the Bucks traded away 2 years ago to bring Lillard to Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cool day by summer standards with increasing clouds, highs right around 70, an outside chance of a shower later in the afternoon. Showers and a few storms becoming likely tonight. We'll have lows in the upper 50s, partial sunshine on Saturday with a high of 74. Currently, it's 55 degrees. 98Q Country.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years, I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a two-day trail. He's a four-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with of the evening sun, and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. Cause I was headed north to Tennessee, and old Red was headed south. And the woman sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red will have you treat for the morning. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Be filled with sunshine, summertime, and red hot country.
Good time, sunshine, and summertime.
98Q Country.
It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-through. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, hey, Daddy, who's that? And before I could answer back, she said, Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. White guy put stingers on honeybees. It's crazy all the things she said.
sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole world wasn't over that dash. It was back there buckled in, saying, 'Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by?' The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
To my shoes. Now I look out my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, or watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me, it's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, 'cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Yeah. I've traveled here and everywhere following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea. But I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. 'Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, 'cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. I'm looking in, not when I'm looking in.
There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most. Oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking.
Lone Star there at 98 Q Country. Well, that sun's trying to warm us up here, but it's a struggle. We'll get to about 70-ish today, 70, 72. It'll be a good day to go have free lunch. Well, any day's a good day to have free lunch, but today you can go on down to D&D Tire and celebrate this great business by having a little lunch. They've got, Big G will be there from 11 to 2. He'll fill you in, but I encourage you to take your lunchtime and go on down and celebrate D&D Tire right on Highway 13 here in Park Falls. They'll have some prize drawings. I think Big G is going to have the prize wheel down there, so you can spin and win. We'll have some brewer tickets. We'll have some other gift certificates you can win also. So that's Big G 11 to 2 from D&D Tire and Auto. You've been warned. And a free lunch going on there today, too. Birthday wishes. Debbie is celebrating a 70th birthday. Just plain just Debbie. Your sister, Ginny, wants to wish you a happy birthday. So happy 7-0 to you today, Debbie. Hope it's a great day. We will put you in for next week's cake drawing since we missed it just a little bit ago. Our keyword on this summer Friday morning for our laid-back summer giveaway is comfy. C-O-M-F-Y. C-O-M-F-Y. Comfy. You could win that $600 recliner if you can get us one of the daily qualifiers. We got Lori qualified already. We had Roger qualified. And I think Terry was our qualifier this morning. So all three qualifiers so far have been verified. So if that's not you, you got some work to do here. We want you to be a part of the event on Friday at Flamborama. Now, there's only going to be 13 finalists. There's going to be 12 through the text to win. And then there's going to be one last chance qualifier on that Friday when we broadcast from the grounds. And everybody's going to win a prize, and someone's going to win a recliner. You can see a picture of it and more information on the giveaway right on the front page of 98qcountry.com.
Hungry enough to eat a menu? Good news! The Park Falls Family Restaurant has one too big to fit in the radio. Swing by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime. Craving Mexican? Grab a chimichanga, burrito, quesadilla, fajita, or taco. Pick your meat, grab some chips and salsa, and don't miss those new jalapeno cheese curds. Located on Highway 13 in Park Falls. They're open at 7 a.m. daily. Veterans, they salute you with 10% off anything on the menu.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Play at the lake that pays all year round. Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines and tables in the North Woods. Place your winning bets at any one of our new DraftKings sports betting kiosks. Don't forget to join the Lake Club and earn up to $200 free play. And download the Lake of the Torches slots app for free online games. Then satisfy your appetite with all-you-can-eat buffets or mouth-watering entrees. Winning's more fun at the lake.
Big thank you to everyone who helped bring the Civic Media Network Northwoods Road Tour to Butternut, Wisconsin. Civic Media Network hosts are broadcasting live from the Fanatical Fish Gallery in downtown Butternut. Big shout out to our local sponsors, Signature Sign and Graphics, Smart Plumbing and Heating, The Filling Station, Jay's Automotive in Park Falls, Village Pit Stop, Northern State Bank, and Harvin Ben's Empty Pockets, and Anointed Lights Inn. And a special thank you to Lena's Northern Pines, our title sponsor, providing a cozy cabin for the Civic Media crew.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cool day by summer standards with increasing clouds, highs right around 70, an outside chance of a shower later in the afternoon. Showers and a few storms becoming likely tonight. We'll have lows in the upper 50s, partial sunshine on Saturday with a high of 74. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
98Q Country.
pizza party.
And there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98 Q Country.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup. Run and hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raised you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. I wish I could be just a little less dramatic, like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames. Leave it to me to be holding the matches when the fire trucks show up and there's nobody else to blame. Can't get revenge and keep a spotless reputation. Sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make. My mama came from a softer generation where you get a grip and bite your lip just to save a little face. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup. Run and hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raised you better, gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. Powder your nose, paint your toes, line your lips and keep them closed. Cross your legs, dodge your eyes.
Q Country.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars. I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, it did. I think about the years I spent just passing through. I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to across the broken road that led me astray to you. That God bless the broken road that led me astray to you.
Did your daddy let you drive? Are you whiskey bent and hellbound, even though your mama tried? Did you cruise down a back road with your Dixieland light? Are you on the Chattahoochee on a barefoot blue jean night? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. Do your exes live in Texas? Are you so lonesome you could cry? Are you heartbroken cause you know that ain't your truck in her drive? Are your friends all in low places underneath the neon moon? Were you already country back when country wasn't cool? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. What's your family tradition? What makes you turn it up? Make you raise your cup every time you listen.
Thomas Rhett at 98Q Country. What's your country song at 9:40? We're warming it up a little bit here. That sun doing its best to come out and do its thing here. I hope you have a good weekend plan. Maybe you got a little outdoor activity, a little camping, a little fishing, whatever you got going on. The Phillips Cafe, they've got a good Friday night fish fry for you. A little salad bar to go with that. You might want to go on down to the Phillips Cafe. Always a great value and great meal. There's an organization, I've mentioned this many times before, and I think it's something that a lot of people would really enjoy. It's called the North Country Trail, folks. They have a website, and they take hikes every week or two at various locations around northern Wisconsin. The next one's coming up next Wednesday, July 23rd, on Porcupine Lake Road on Lake Owen. They go all over. Check out where they're going next and more information at northcountrytrail.org/events. northcountrytrail.org/events. If you love to hike, it's a good thing to do. Mr. Greasel Big G has made his way into the studio ahead of his live broadcast over at D&D Tire and Auto. Mr. Greasel, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joel.
We had rumors you were floating around on a pontoon on Butternut Lake last night.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm still full from last night. Great meal we had out there at Lena's Northern Pines Resort out there with our great crew, our network hosts, are up here doing a show in Butternut yesterday. And man, Lena's Northern Pines really rolled out the red carpet for us last night.
Yeah, nice, nice.
Yeah, I had a great meal out there and a beautiful pontoon ride along Butternut Lake there. The lake was just beautiful.
Yeah.
And then, boy, we got a big surprise, Joel. We got back.
Mm-hmm.
Lena actually said we got a surprise for us, and we went into the back into the pines, and she had dessert containers all packed up for us there that we could take with us back when they took it back to their cabin and stuff. And
nice.
Of course, you know me, I looked so good I wanted to eat it right away, so I borrowed a set of silverware from Lena's Northern Pines and went down to the cabin and had a little gay old time with Todd and Jane and Greg over there. So
to go doesn't work for you, does it?
What's that?
You're not a to-go guy, are you?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Except when I'm home by myself and I got to cook. Yes, then I
have
to do the cooking. You know, that's my cooking. Is
you're
to-go
to get me a fork, and I'll have it right now.
Yeah, so
kind of guy you are.
So yeah, I mean, we had a great time. I don't know if people were listening. It's on our WBZH or Civic Media app. Our live hosts that usually do their shows in Madison were actually here in Butternut in our Northwoods Road Tour.
Okay.
And did their shows live from Kelly's down there at Fanatical Fish.
Nice.
And talked a lot about the history of Butternut. And, it is a small world because actually Jane had actually gone to school in Hartford. And she was like in fourth grade. And Maxine was actually teaching down there in first grade.
Oh,
so
really?
it was really a neat connection that they made down there. So you never know. It's a small world, and when you meet people and stuff. But
if folks missed that yesterday, which it was easy to do, I'm gonna archive that at 98qcountry.com under podcast, and I'll label it the Butternut Broadcast. And I think it'll be interesting for people to listen back to Maxine and Kelly and yourself and others, Glenn Wagner, that were on there. So we'll get that archived.
Yeah,
it's going to take me,
nice to...
might take me a little bit to edit it down, but check back there. And I think if you're a Butternut native or you have a heart and soul history of Butternut, I think you'll enjoy listening back to that. So
yeah, we made a pretty good tour of Butternut yesterday. Went up, had lunch there at the Butternut Cafe there. Jennifer Wagner and the gang up there, always a delicious homemade meals up there. Wednesdays is that pork and dumplings, and a great menu and everything up there. So we went up there, had lunch, and she was one of the sponsors for the Northwest Road Trip.
Yeah.
Along with Harv and Ben's Empty Pockets. And then, of course, we had the Northern State Bank right there. And they have offices in Glidden, Butternut, Ashland, Ashley there. And then Village Pit Stop, Brenda and the gang up there at the Village Pit Stop up there on the hill. And then Jay's Automotive here in Park Falls. And then the filling station, Jill and Jill over there. Great roast beef sandwiches, ice cream, coffees right there on Highway 13. And of course, Kelly was the host. She actually accommodated our crew down there, and they did a show live right from her Fanatical Fish Gallery. And Jane fell in love with a stained glass piece down there, and ended up purchasing that. So it was great to hear Kelly on the radio. She had a lot of insight and a lot of history of Butternut. So, and then Randy Smart Plumbing, Randy Smart's Plumbing and Heating there, a sponsor for us, gave away certificates, $25 off a Moen faucet, right at his place there in Butternut.
Mm-hmm.
And then Signature Sign and Graphics, of course, Glenn was on there from Signature Sign and Graphics, and they provided a sponsorship as well. So, want to thank them. We also want to thank VJ at Northern Lights in here, and the Lanes over here. He put them up for Wednesday night when they got here. And then, of course, Lena's Northern Pines. They had a beautiful cabin there that Lena provided right there. Lakeside view right there. And she's even letting me use the pontoon tonight. And they were just ecstatic about that. So get a chance. Lena's is your dinner destination. Great specials during the week. Wednesday, of course, buy one pizza, get one half off. Thursday is that German fair. Friday's got a great fish menu out there. Always adding some new items, chicken and pork bellies on Sunday with the corn fritters. The list goes on, and look for some exciting news coming around the pike with Lena's. Northern Pines Resort there in Butternut, and also Carolina's Bar and Grill in Glidden. So
nice fish reference there.
Pike, she is a busy lady.
Yes.
She's hard to keep up with.
But, she is working hard to do great things for the community and provide a couple of great dining establishments there in Glidden and on Butternut Lake.
Definitely, yep. So thanks to her, and thanks to everybody that made the road trip possible, and the hospitality that Butternut showed to our team, network host team there from Civic Media.
Yeah, and check back at 98qcountry.com under podcast. We'll put that audio on there, and I think you'll enjoy listening to that, especially if you have a heart and soul that is linked to Butternut and the history of it.
Yes, definitely. I'll be at D&D Tire and Auto here starting at 11 o'clock.
11 to 2?
11 to 2, and this is actually Cody and Sadie's second anniversary. So
second-generation-owned
business there, and they do everything. They're not just doing oil changes, they do everything from diagnostics to motors, transmissions, and got a lot of real nice accessories, wheels, truck accessories and stuff there. So check them out, and come on out and have lunch on them today. So,
yeah, a little dog or burger and some chips and stuff, and they're buying you lunch today from 11 to 2 when Big G is there. So they have plenty, so don't worry. Big G is going to be there at 11, but they got plenty.
I will not eat all the brats. So,
but the burgers...
Don't have to worry about that. The burgers may not be safe, but the brats, you know.
All right, look forward to hearing from you down there, Big G.
All right, thanks, Joel.
You'll be at D&D here in Park Falls coming up from 11 to 2 here on 98Q.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Aspirus. Their mission, they heal, promote health, and strengthen communities. Their vision, they create healthy, thriving communities, trusted and engaged above all others.
Lynn Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
98Q Country.
Had a nice little life. A little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view. Free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all.
that I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living and living well. My days are brighter, my sky a deeper blue. Nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share with someone else. There's a difference in living. I thought I was living. There's a difference in living and living well. Living well. I'm living well.
Well, good for you, George. George Strait, 98Q Country. All right, what do you got going on this weekend? All right, there's all kinds of stuff to do. There's always stuff. The Price County Antique Association, big event going on at the fairgrounds. You got, I know you got stuff too, and it's all over. So maybe you're just relaxing in a lawn chair, whatever you're doing. Keep us with. We'll have Brewers on for you late tonight, late tomorrow night too, right? And again on Sunday afternoon, we got Big G. He's going to be out at D&D coming up today from 11 until 2. Maybe I'll see you out at the Northwoods Community Credit Union Golf Classic that's going on tomorrow. We'll be teeing it up at 9 o'clock. So maybe we'll see you there. If not, we'll talk to you Monday morning. Right here on 98Q.
I got a souped-up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night, there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. With that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. While we making these tires.
ever leave me alone. And now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Never turn back. So you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact is, you've run, girl, that can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens, yeah.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House passing the bill, pulling back $9 billion in federal funding that had already been allocated for international health and for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The House also set to sign the Genius Act, a measure designed to make stable coins, a kind of crypto, less volatile. ABC's Jay O'Brien in Washington on some questions around it.
Some Democrats expressing ethics concerns, noting that a firm with ties to the Trump family recently launched its own stable coin this spring and could benefit from the currency being more widely used. Now, the White House disputes any conflicts of interest, pointing to the fact that the president's assets are in a trust, not a hands-off blind trust, but one managed by his children.
President Trump ordering his attorney general to unseal the grand jury testimony in the Jeffrey Epstein case. White House insisting the president's okay after being diagnosed with a chronic condition affecting the veins in his legs that's common among older people. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cool day by summer standards with increasing clouds, highs right around 70, an outside chance of a shower later in the afternoon. Showers and a few storms becoming likely tonight. We'll have lows in the upper 50s, partial sunshine on Saturday with a high of 74. Right now, it's 60 degrees.